Good morning. Good morning to this beautiful Sunday, the Epiphany of the Lord. Today, and if we look at all three readings, particularly the Gospel, I think we see something that's worth focusing on. And that is, we have two very different images of the King of the Jews. We have Herod, who is a king of the Jews by being placed in authority over the Jews by the Romans themselves. Herod, as you all know, I don't think I need to go into too great detail, was a very evil man. He was not just a man who lost sight of his way. He was a man of great intention, a man of absolute drive, a narcissist of the worst kind. He was a king that did not care for his people, did not love the Jewish people of which he was one, but loved and thrived off the power and the authority and the influence that this position given to him by the Romans allowed him to enjoy as he reigned over the people. When I use the term reigned, I'm not so talking about the King of England here. I'm talking about whips. I'm talking about someone who dictated to the people of how they were going to live their life. There was nothing that would ever be allowed to threaten King Herod. Certainly not something as dangerous as some newborn king. For that matter, a newborn king of the Jews was the title, and this was disruptive beyond anything he could imagine. This person of Herod, quite frankly, is a type of us. He is an example of mankind in our worst image, one that is totally self-focused, selfish, intends on their own will not listen to others, is focused on their aggrandizement and in their power and their place and their view of their place in this world. My brothers and sisters, this is a perfect descriptor of King Herod, who tried, as we know and we'll hear in readings coming forth, desperately to wipe out this threat to him, this newborn king of the Jews, by killing hundreds, if not thousands, of young baby boys who met the calendar realm that might allow him to be one of, or be the king of the Jews that has been spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. Think of that. Think about being so involved in your life, so absolutely controlling in your life, that if a child were to come to be born to you and you were to hear about it and you would be notified and you had no plan for it, you had no desire for it. In fact, it was a threat to your plan and it was a threat to your very reason for life. Can you imagine any person or any country or anything that would just wholesale call out and kill them? Unfortunately, I can. The West of the world, the largest aborters of babies ever known to man. And it's in our narcissism, our arrogance, our total focus on self, that we justify an inconvenient birth and call to destroy it. There's a darkness in Herod. And my brothers and sisters, when you and I, and listen, I'm not putting you there, I'm putting me there. I am hopefully not at the full end of Herod, but I've got Herod in me. I like the things the way I like them. I like for things to go the way I scheme them and engineer them. I get upset and disrupted and emotionally not happy when things are going other than my way. But praise God for the faith in Jesus Christ that my parents laid before me as a gift, and God has nurtured with his Holy Spirit all my life, and praise God for that for you as well. But because of that seed of faith and the response to faith, that's what's taught me to fight this battle. It is not all about me as much as I would like it to be. It never has been, it was never intended to be, and it simply isn't about me. So if you are like me, and you suffer at times with being overwrapped by your own intention and your own desires, recognize this: the remedy for your life, the remedy of my life, until I pass into the next life, is simple. And that is to allow the light of Jesus Christ, the star of the world, the light of Christ, to permeate my soul, to wipe away the darkness that St. Paul talks about and Isaiah talk about, to wipe away the darkness so that I can see. And so, honestly, there's nothing wrong. How many of you ever done this? Well, you probably haven't, but I've done this. I've done things in my family. I wanted to go to the restroom, looked at the big mirror, and go, "Who are you?" Have you ever slipped away from yourself and wondered, "Who are you?" Of course. It's something that we do. We need to open our eyes at that point and take the role of the Magi, the three wise men, wisely titled wise men, because they were men of position and in power and of wealth whose eyes were wide open, always looking, ready to receive the light. And that very light is what drew them to find Jesus Christ on this day, the Epiphany. My brothers and sisters, the human condition can be dark. Although created in all goodness, because God only creates goodness, you and I were created in great goodness. But boy, I tell you what, the more we allow the world to take us, to control us, to wrap us up, the darker we can get. So my brothers and sisters, we take away from this beautiful feast the truth that the light of the Christ, Jesus Christ, is the answer to everything that ails me, to everything that offends people around me because of me. The remedy to that is for me to disappear, my will to be surrendered, and my docility be given to God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son, the light of the world. May God continue to bless you.